It's All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Finding a contractor to fix something in your house or remodel a room can be tricky. If you live in or around Nashua, Portsmouth, Durham, and Barrington, however, your search for the right contractor may have gotten a little easier. The website BuildZoom has compiled all the data collected in these locations on every single remodeling and construction project over the past decade. For more on this is David Brooks. He writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Hi.
So take me through an example of how someone may use this site.
Sure. It's pretty straightforward. It basically is built on top of Google Maps. You go to the BuildZoom.com site, and you type in your address, or you can just sort of click around the city map, and it's got, this is geocoded information, so there's little dots sitting on the map, and you click on each one, and it will tell you here is a building permit was pulled to do X, and some of them have information about the contractor who did Y, and so you can use this as you see fit. I mean, you might just be curious about what's happened at your neighbor's house. There's an element of sort of voyeurism possible, I suppose. But you might also be looking for a contractor, and you wonder if there's somebody around who's done work in the city or the town where you live of the kind you're looking at. So this would be sort of a way to find out if the person's been there. Or if you're talking to a contractor and they say, I know how to do X, and you look at it and you see they've done four other jobs in your town in the past 5 years, and none of them involved X. Then that might raise some suspicions.
So it helps you, in short, find out which contractor to use. And the average Joe who wants to find the good contractor doesn't have to pay anything to use BuildZoom. So how does the site make money?
You know, 20 years ago when this internet thing came along, the idea that you would have enormous amounts of stuff available for free, we would have said, forget it, that's ridiculous. That's almost more astonishing than the technology that has happened. But BuildZoom is a classic case of a business that's gathering government information or information from the government sources that's available for free or almost for free, and packaging it and making it more useful and trying to figure out ways to get some money out of that. Probably the one that's best known to people is Zillow, which gathers, well, it's not really government information, but it gathers information about house sales. It's packaged them together, and then it's put a lot of other services on top of them. It started out basically just as a way to search sales prices in your neighborhood, and they've put a whole bunch of other services on top of it that they can charge you for premium access. They can charge B2B, business-to-business kind of services, and that's what BuildZoom and many other companies, I mean, BuildZoom is far from alone in this idea, is they figure once this is here and once they've got a lot of customers, normal, ordinary human beings like us involved, they can somehow sell it to people with money, which in this case, so for example, is contractors or insurance agents who want to know if a contractor doing a job has done other work in the area so they can double check that it's good, or realtors, people selling real estate, who might want to double check on what work's been done on a building in the past 10 years so they don't have to go to town hall and pull building permits. They can just go to this website and look. And all those systems, BuildZoom's going to have to figure out how they can basically get money out of people to do it.
Why is this not available in all New Hampshire cities and towns?
Just because information is a public document doesn't mean it's easy to get to. Basically, BuildZoom has put up information from those places that it was able to easily get the building permit and contractor data, which meant usually they can scrape it off a website or download it from an online site. I talked to the founders. The company is actually based in California. There are some places that they'll actually go to town hall and get the CDs, get it in digital format on CDs if they have to do that. And there's other places where you have to go and manually get it. And they're not doing that at the moment because they just don't have the manpower there. They're a very small startup. So it's strictly a function of how easy it is to get the information, which is why Barrington, rather surprisingly, is in there and Manchester is not and Concord is not.
So I got to ask, David, has this tempted you to say, hey, maybe I need some work done on my place? What are you going to work on next?
Well, at the moment, the water to my barn seems to have been frozen by the winter, but I don't believe I can find any barn water people who pulled building permits. So I'm not quite sure about that. But in terms of, you know, fixing up the kitchen cabinets or something like that, probably just end up doing it myself, which is why my kitchen looks the way it does.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's the author of the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph. He also writes at graniteGeek.org.